Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 16 through 24. Jesus went on to say, "In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me." At this, some of his disciples said to one another, "What does he mean by saying, 'In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me,' and 'because I am going to the Father'?" They kept asking, "What does he mean by a little while? We don't understand what he is saying." Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, "Are you asking one another what I meant when I said, 'In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me'? Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come, but when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly, I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." God's big quilt. Even the messy side matters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ever heard of the Weaver's poem? It describes my life like a big picture God is sewing together, kind of like Grandma's homemade quilt. On one side, it's all messy and full of knots and loose threads. But flip it over, and wow, it's beautiful. Same with God's picture for my life. I don't get to pick the colors. Sometimes he uses dark, sad colors, and I don't understand why. But God can see the whole picture, and I only see the messy side. One day, when I'm with him, he'll show me the beautiful picture he made, using all the colors, even the dark ones. Sometimes things go wrong. A pet dies, you get hurt, you feel sad. Those are the dark threads in the quilt of your life. The disciples felt this too when Jesus told them, "In a little while you won't see me, then you will." They were confused and sad, but Jesus promised, "Your sadness will turn into joy." He even gave an example, a mom giving birth. It's painful, but once the baby is born, all she feels is joy. Jesus says that's what it's like for us. Life is hard now, but we'll see him again. We'll be filled with joy that no one can take away. And while we wait, we pray and remember that God is sewing something beautiful together with our lives, even if it doesn't look like it yet. We pray to our loving Lord. Dear Lord, thank you for weaving the story of my life. Thank you for the bright threads like family, friends, and fun. Help me trust you even when I can't see the whole pattern. I know you have a plan. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.